You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's see, they had some award show over the weekend. Not the Oscars, which are coming up this weekend, but the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. These actually are kind of fun. You know, they do the sliming. Who was that? I think Melissa McCarthy is the one who got big-time slimed this weekend.
I posted a link on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy Facebook, of all the highlights from the award show. And I got to tell you, I'm disappointed that I didn't watch it. It looks like a blast.
They have more fun any of the adult award shows,
100%.
Which are just yawn fests.
Yeah, it looks great.
But some takeaways from it. Taylor Swift won for Favorite Female Artist and for Favorite Album. Harry Styles won Favorite Male Artist, Favorite Global Music Star, and Favorite Song. But that song that we play a lot here called As It Was. BTS won Favorite Music Group. But this is what I like about the Kids' Choice Awards. They also handed out a trophy for Favorite Celebrity Pet.
Oh, that's cute.
And Taylor Swift's cat, Olivia Benson Swift, won that.
Oh, yeah. That cat's a big deal, isn't it?
I like their style, man. The Nickelodeon people, they got some style.
It's really fun.
Top three movies at the box office this weekend, Creed 3, followed by Ant-Man 3. Boy, it's all sequels all the time, isn't it? And then number in third place was Cocaine Bear. You going to go see that one?
No, but we had quite the discussion about Cocaine Bear and what it was about over the weekend because our neighbors went and saw it and they were like freaked out by it. And Nicole's like, what is that? So I had to tell her what it was all about. And she's like, yeah, pass.
There's a whole bunch of spinoffs that are now coming out too.
Yeah.
Like the heroin alligator or something like that. It's all sorts of weird stuff that's coming out. How much time did you spend this morning trying to look good, Jer?
Not long.
Apparently, not
long. Yeah.
Not enough. They went out and surveyed a bunch of people to find out how long people are spending each day just trying to look good. And the total, I don't know about this. Nearly 4 hours a day every day?
Well, when you dig a little deeper, it's not like 4 hours every morning straight. I mean, they start talking about, you know, just throughout the day, you know, checking on yourself and exercising and
yeah, well, it also includes, yeah, besides exercising, following a specific diet is factored into this. So, but even so, 4 hours strikes me as a lot. And there's not that much of a difference between the genders. I mean, it's not as if, you know, the old stereotype of, you know, women taking hours to get ready. That's apparently not it. For there's very little difference between how much time women and men are spending anymore.
Oh, yeah. Guys want to look good, too.
Good.
Absolutely. The breakdown was eye-opening. They said a sixth of your life and a quarter of your waking hours just worried about what you look like.
Dang.
Isn't that crazy?
Pretty crazy. Didn't help when Gretch made the oatmeal chocolate chip cookies this weekend. I think she is intentionally trying to sabotage me.
Yummy.
I think she is.
She might be.
Might be a bigger
she
topic for
dead.
Our show. Speaking of cookies, so the Girl Scouts are pissed off. Why? Because they released this new version of the GSC this year. It's called the Raspberry Rally. It was just an online exclusive. But of course, then it sold out immediately, which was their plan to begin with. Girl Scouts say it was more popular than anticipated. But what's happening now is what you may expect. Some people are taking their Raspberry Rallies and they're reselling them. Yes, they're scalping cookies online, especially on eBay, where some of the prices normally are like, I think what most people are asking is the box of cookies is like $5 or $6. On eBay, they're going for $25 to $30, but some people are asking for over $100.
Sure.
To get the cookies. So now the Girl Scouts are saying, we are not happy about this.
Please stop. Well, can you
they
stop
say,
that?
I mean, the cookies are purchased through third-party sellers. The troops don't get a share of that money. Well, welcome to the world of third-party sellers.
But didn't they originally get the cut?
Yes.
So you got your cut.
You got your cut. I mean, if somebody sells a book on eBay, the author's not getting any cut of that.
Yeah.
You know, and then what really got my goat is they say that the whole idea behind selling Girl Scout cookies is to teach new business strategies to the Scouts. But you and I can just cross arms and say, yeah, well, how do you describe the strategy where mom and dad go to the office and sell the bulk of them?
We had a big talk about that the other day.
I think we need to get off this whole high horse about what it is teaching young women.
The QR code is still sitting in our office kitchen from somebody that works here that just came and put a QR code down and says, scan this and I'll bring you your cookies.
See, you might think I'm like down on the whole process. I'm not. I love it if that's the way it went.
If it's done correctly.
If the Girl Scouts had to go out and had to sell the cookies themselves and mom and dad couldn't help them, then I think it's terrific. But to have moms and dads sell most of them and then grumble about what this is teaching the girls.
I'm more concerned over who's buying it, spending $100 on a box of cookies. That's my main concern.
That's for people who think they can buy them and sell them for $150.
Who does that?
What else is trending?
Well, I do want to keep the cookie train going. How about we talk about the best-selling cookie in the United States? Today is National Oreo Cookie Day. First developed and produced in 1912, the Oreo Biscuit, they called it, from the National Biscuit Company, now known as Nabisco. They originally sold them for 25 cents a pound, so you could go in and just buy them by the pound instead of in a little container.
But Oreos are a ripoff of another cookie.
Okay.
The Hydrox was the first.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Was that
pre-1912?
And then Oreo copied them and did better than Hydrox did, and Hydrox went out of business.
Oh, nuts.
So Oreos are just a big, fat ripoff, but God, do we love them.
I was only telling you that it was National Oreo Cookie Day because it is also paired up with National Dentist Day today.
Oh.
And I have said for many years, I feel like that would be the greatest prank, to sit in the car and eat an entire row of Oreos before you go in to get your teeth cleaned at the dentist, just to get a reaction. Get that reaction cam in there. I think it'd be damn funny. Well, we waited an entire year for Chris Rock to respond to the slap at last year's Oscars. And he had that live Netflix special over the weekend, and he did unload on Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. There's a lot of things I cannot repeat that he said. There was one thing that he was talking about. He's like, yes, it did hurt. People are constantly asking him if it hurt. Yes, it hurt. He said, I got Summertime still ringing in my ears, which is one of Will Smith's big songs. I thought that was funny. He also noted how much bigger Will Smith is. Listen to this.
First of all, I know you can't tell on camera. Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We are not the same size, okay? We are not. This guy, Will Smith does movies with his shirt off. You've never seen me do a movie with my shirt off. If I'm in a movie getting open heart surgery, I got on a sweater.
Classic Rock right there.
Classic Rock, get it?
You didn't find that funny at all, did you?
I got a problem.
What's that?
No, let's move on.
Oh, okay. Right on. Let's talk about Ford. They're working on a new feature that's going to let people take naps behind the wheel. The CEO, Jim Farley, no relation to Chris. I think he is related to Chris, now that I think about it. He was out talking about it, and I pulled some audio from this, too. I'll play a little bit of it. But they just basically want to make AI so good that you can get on a highway, and you don't have to pay attention at all. You can be on your phone the whole time, or you can take a little nap. So here's Chris's brother talking about it.
The bigger opportunity for us is eyes off the road on highway driving. Think about your daily commute and being able to go to sleep in your car or whatever on a sunny day on the highway. You know, what an unlock that is for customers. We just got more excited about that than, you know, a fully autonomous fleet of vehicles someday in the future.
There you go. You can hit a little button on your F-150 and kick back and take a nap.
I thought people got mad when people were doing that with Teslas, though.
Well, they basically, the technology isn't perfected yet, because you're always hearing about these stories about Teslas running into things and going off the highway. They want to perfect it first before they, you know, mass produce it. I don't like it. If I'm it's a sunny day and I'm on the highway, I'm putting the windows down and cruising, man. I want to be wide awake. That's the best feeling with the 80-degree day with the wind going. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me? What about a 44-degree day when it's gray, cloudy, and chance of snow flurries?
Well, then I really want my hands on the wheel. I don't want the sensors getting all gummed up with ice and taking me off the side of the highway. That's what
Jim
I think about
Farley
that.
Is Chris Farley's cousin.
Cousin, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah, I thought I heard something about that. Big TikTok debate going around this morning. Some dude in Arkansas who's a meteorologist started a new debate about the divider there that you put on the conveyor belt at the grocery store. And it's not the whole who puts it down, but it's how you actually place the divider. Do you put it long ways like we all do, or do you put it like back and forth where it's
vertically?
Vertically.
So there's the horizontal across the conveyor belt, or vertically. Like running down the middle of the conveyor belt.
Which puts more space in between the orders, and it trips that sensor a lot sooner that's up there by the checker. If you're not familiar, there's a little sensor up there, and that's why it stops.
I think it's a pretty cool idea.
You know, I thought it was insane when I first saw this morning, but then I'm like, whoa, it puts a good foot or more in between the orders. So I'm kind of on this guy's side. He's kind of onto something, I think.
I thought it was pretty funny. He goes, you don't need to put up like a wall. You want to use it as a length divider for the sensor.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. He also talked about, or didn't somebody say that they're taking more than one now and they're building little geometrical shapes on the conveyor belt?
Really?
Build a little triangle or something?
Who's got time for that? That's when you have a really slow checker up there. You can build a little Lego tower. Where's this story about live streaming? Here we go. People are apparently posting live feeds of themselves working now. Just sitting at a desk, typing away at a computer, or doing your remote work. I guess if you are remote and you want to feel like you're at the office, it can mimic being around others while you're working. It's called body doubling or parallel working on the internet. This one woman does it for 5 hours. 5 hours a day she sits there on TikTok, and she just, you know, does her work, and people can work along next to her, and she's got 100,000 followers, so it seems to be working, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Don't think I would tune in, but hey.
I might check it out for a couple seconds. I don't know. Real quick, Balenciaga has a new baseball cap that's coming out. $360, you guys, if you want this baseball cap. Their shtick is it's been destroyed by a laser. They shoot it with a laser and burn holes in it. It looks all ratty. $360 for a baseball cap.
One born every minute.
It's on our Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, hit it, DT. Dom and Jeremy on the FB is where you can find us. You can go look at that goofy baseball cap. And this cute little video I posted this morning. It's a little girl who saw her dad do a little pat on mom's butt, and she got in his kitchen. The little girl, not mom. She gave him a stern warning about doing that to mom. Knock it off. He apologized and promised never to do it again. And it's got a Q factor of about 7.8. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.